Okay, my friends. So today we are celebrating Memorial Day here in the United States of America. Why do we celebrate Memorial Day? Do you know? Let's read a book about it. It's called Why Do We Celebrate Memorial Day? It is by Kristen Lake. In case you have ever wondered why, here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and... What is your name, Philip?
Chicken.
All right.
Chicken.
Wow, we've got a chicken. Mommy and chicken. Here we go. Okay. Memorial Day is a United States holiday. It honors soldiers who died serving America. Memorial Day is celebrated on the last Monday in May. So that means every year it could be on a different day. On Memorial Day, the American flag is flown at half staff or half mast until noon. Which means the flag will not go to the very top of the flagpole. It hangs down. It doesn't go all the way up. And we do that to honor the person or the people who have done something important. Some people go to the cemetery on Memorial Day. Do you know what a cemetery is? It's a graveyard, and they go there because people will put memorials up. Tombstones, for example, is an example of a memorial, and it says this person has done these things and they are buried here and we will remember what they did. And so you honor them by going and reading what people have written about them and thinking about what kind of person they must have been. They put flags on the graves of fallen soldiers. And that means any soldier who died in combat is a fallen soldier. And we say, we want you to know that we honor you. And that's why we put up a flag on their graveyard, their gravesite. And the President of the United States visits Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. And that's his way of saying thank you for what you have done. Did you know that the president is called the commander in chief? And he is the leader of all the different military branches. And that is why he goes and pays respect to those people, because they were serving him as much as they were serving us. Now, many cities in the United States celebrate Memorial Day with a parade. And in this picture, we can see the National Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. And it says, in memory of those who have given their lives for our country. Also, the Indianapolis 500 is a big car race, and it's held on Memorial Day each year. So after you have finished saying goodbye at the graves and feeling sad, then you can go and celebrate America by watching cars make left-hand turns really, really fast. I know. It's a thing. I don't know why, but we do it. Also, some people have Memorial Day picnics, and they get together with family and friends, and they eat hot dogs and have apple pie with ice cream. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Now, Memorial Day is a holiday for remembering America's fallen heroes. And I'll tell you this much, there are a lot of other countries out there in the wide, wide world who also have Memorial Days and remember their heroes. I don't know if they go to the graves or in the cemeteries. I don't know if they hang their flags at half mast or half staff. And I don't know if they have picnics and parades and things of that nature. But I know that there are a lot of places in the world where there have been battles. And anyone who has died in that kind of battle
deserves to be respected and remembered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's not easy to fight like that. We hopefully will come to a point someday where we don't have to do that. Right? Hopefully. Well, at least that's this one mom's prayer. But that is how and why we celebrate Memorial Day. And we want to say happy Memorial Day to all of the people out there who are celebrating this special holiday today and are remembering the people that they have loved. And we also are remembering some people that we loved, both of our grandpas, right?
Right.
Yep. And so do you want to say anything like happy Memorial Day?
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Yep. Happy Memorial Day, friends.
And I hope you in the memorials.
Yep.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
You hope that they enjoy their Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is the end.